of Wilde and Tausch, which will include Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. We got to do a double dose today, Riley. You got two sets for me?
Two sets of trivia? No, I was not informed of the double trivia, but I can quick whip up. You know what? How about this? I wrote three questions. How about we have Grok write the other three questions?
I don't have access to him. And that's a little too close to Gronk, by the way. Who can you imagine if we had a AI version of Gronk? Now I'm really curious what that would spit out. No, I want to get to what Tausch teased before we get any further. What is Amon-Ra St. Brown doing now? Does he have a Green Bay Sucks sweatshirt on again? What did he do? What did he say?
No, but
and what's got you all riled up?
Well, I'm not really riled up. I'm just, it's validation. You guys, you know, people look at the Green Bay Packers and they think, okay, they're a young team, Detroit's his veteran team, beating us twice, favorites to go to the Super Bowl. No doubt. I'm not arguing that. But I told you that these playoff teams, if they could pick their opponent, Dallas would not have picked Green Bay last year. They would have picked somebody else, and they would have probably won.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions, and I think it's his brother. I think their podcast, it's EQ and whatever. I don't know.
A-R-S.
Amon-Ra St. A-R-S-B. Arsb. And they asked. He asked him point blank. EQ asked him point blank, who would you rather face in the playoffs? Minnesota or Green Bay? And not to my surprise, and by the way, the Philadelphia Eagles would say the same thing. The Arizona Cardinals, if they make it, would say the same thing. Tampa Bay would say the same thing. I don't know. San Fran, pretty sure they would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. Seattle, they're all going to tell you they take Minnesota. And so it's not just me, Johnny Homer, saying this stuff. It's you watch the games, guys.
He said that.
Yeah, he said Minnesota. No, it's right there. Yeah, he said Minnesota. Now, he did it in a goofy way. But, yeah, he said that. And I think most guys wouldn't say it like that. But we all know that's how people feel. And Minnesota can be – they can have their feelings hurt. Or they can go out and win and get the one seed, which I'm not going to lie to you. I'd be fascinated if that's – and I think they're in a position – Detroit's going to lose a game. And then it's going to come down to that last game of the season. That'll be awesome to watch how that will shake out. Because I'm going to tell you this. If Detroit doesn't get the one or two seed, they ain't going to the Super Bowl. I feel very confident in saying that.
If they have to go to Philadelphia and play in cold weather, you mean? That kind of a thing?
I don't envision them. If they got to play three roadies to get there, which is if they don't win the division, that's where they're going to be. It's a tough haul for all of us. And there's not a reason. I know we in 2010-11 won it. The Giants found a way to do it, but there is a very short list of teams that had to go do three roadies and win a championship in this new playoff format. Very few.
Yeah. Are you? I guess my question is, do you believe that the Lions number one seed, they will lose a game and it'll come down to the final week of them either getting the number one seed or not? Or do you think that they still could lose the division title and thereby having a home game at all to the Vikings team that you have poo-pooed quite a bit throughout the process?
Yeah, I know they play Buffalo. That's a coin toss game to me, even if it's in Detroit. I believe they have to play San Fran yet, right? Doesn't Detroit have to play San Fran? And San Fran is still clasping and grasping and, and strapping to try to get a win. So it's not as if it's dead set that Detroit is going to end up with one or two losses. And by the way, Minnesota can run the table and end up with only two losses. I don't know who'd own that tiebreaker, so I'd have to ask you that.
All right, so the final four games, for those that don't have the schedules in front of them, the Lions close the regular season at home against Buffalo on Sunday, at the Bears, at the 49ers, and then, as Tausch mentioned, at the Vikings. So
at home. I think it's at home. The Vikings, right?
Yes, you're right. You're right.
Already.
It is at home against the Vikings. All right, so that's their remaining schedule.
I could see them losing two of those games, Jace. I could see them with three losses.
Yeah. The Vikings, meanwhile, play at home against the Bears, at Seattle, at home against the Packers, and then at Detroit in the finale.
Yeah, I think, again, I don't know the tiebreaker situation. I could definitely see where Minnesota is a game behind Detroit. Detroit maybe not needing it to win the division, but they do to win the one seed. Yeah, there is going to be, I don't think that game will be meaningless. Unless Philly falls off a cliff, which I don't think they will. I don't think that's going to be a meaningless game. And I do think Detroit could easily lose to Buffalo this week. But I worry. I think Buffalo doesn't match up great with Detroit because Detroit will pound the football down their throats. And so if they win this game this weekend, I think Detroit, you could pretty much put it down as if Green Bay can beat Minnesota, it'll be a deuces B for the division. And when that happens, then the worst that Detroit will be is a two seed.
The Lions are 8-1 within the conference. The Eagles, by the way, are 7-2. The Vikings, both their losses also in the conference, so they are 6-2 in the conference. Packers are 4-4. So that doesn't lend itself to a lot of help there.
That Detroit at Chicago game. BYOB.
Adverse conditions.
Lake. Cold.
Lake effect. Snow.
Nobody thinks the Bears are any good. Like, they're, bring your bewaredness if you're a Lions fan.
Okay. Going back to what Amon-Ra St. Brown said, and you said he said it in kind of a roundabout way.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't like, bring me the Vikings, but it was, he had to choose, and he chose.
Going back to your idea, which Homer, before he hung up on us, praised up and down like he did your tournament repair for the in-season tournament for the NBA. So is that the kind of stuff that you really like the idea of? Because if that actually were available and the Lions were to pick the Vikings, you know Kevin O'Connell would be using that and playing it up to the hilt. They want us. We're going to give us to them. We're going to go in there and they're going to wish they hadn't picked playing us, right? That would be the biggest. Mm-hmm. Is that the biggest peril of your idea, that teams just don't want to have to then take that potential bulletin board material and hand it over to their opponent?
Yes, that is the only. But the fans of both fan bases would be stoked, and there's the default mechanism. You can always say, just tell us who we're playing. That's who we're playing.
Right.
But if you have a matchup where it's abundantly clear, somebody's quarterback, like the year, what was the quarterback for the Vikings that came in and played? Gardner Webb? I don't care if you can piss off
Joe Webb.
You can piss off the Vikings all you want. Say, well, they got a third string QB. We're going to kick the keister out of them anyways.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this would set up. And I just, man, listen, I have come around. I used to be a purist of sports. I wanted everything to be just about the sport. I missed the boat. It's over. That is not what sports is. Sports is about competition still, but it's about just as much, if not more so, money and entertainment. And if that's what you've embraced, and by the way, that is what the NFL has embraced. Otherwise, you're not playing a Wednesday Christmas game, and you're not flying to Sao Paulo, and you're not going to go. I just saw they're doing one in Munich or Berlin.
Berlin.
So you've embraced that. So now embrace it. Stop with the, oh, we don't want to do this. No, guys are doing their own podcasts. Everybody is in it. And by the way, go for it. I have now embraced the same mentality of entertain me. That's what we're doing. And when you do that, don't start all of a sudden getting all, oh, that might be a bridge too far. No, that isn't a bridge too far. It's a bridge that needs to be opened, and we need to start rolling with it because it's dang fun. That's what we need to do. So stop with the blank you-know-what around and say, bring it on, because we're big boys, and we like money, and we like entertainment, and as a fan base, we want that rivalry. This stokes that fire more. Bring it.
Well, don't blank around and find out. make the switch to Associated Bank and find out how great their customer service is. Was that a groan?
No, I was just ready for I had something dialed up, but I'm glad you're doing it.
Oh, I thought you... Oh, okay. I just,
no, we're good. That's why I said keep rolling.
We need to play trivia, but I do need to tell you that if you make the switch to Associated Bank, you will be making the switch and finding out how great their customer service is. I've known it for years now. You should know it as well. And if you're a Packers fan, you definitely should know it because it means that you get Packers checking from Associated Bank and all of the great things that come with it, including Packers checks, a Packers debit MasterCard, and 10% off at the Packers Pro Shop, both in-store and online. So go to associatedbank.com/Packers to find out more. Riley has not only delivered his own three questions for Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia, but because we need to do a second round of trivia, did you really do this, Riley?
Yeah, I went on Grok AI and had him write me three Wisconsin geography-themed questions. And the first ones were really easy, so I was like, hey, could you get a little more obscure? And I think Grok got pretty obscure here. These are tough.
I don't want to tell people what to do.
Pick the first questions.
But pick the ones that Riley chose. Caller 8 and caller 10 for trivia. Caller 8 and caller 10 for trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 8 and caller 10 will play trivia, and they'll do it next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Poor Riley. Riley does a really good job. He has been one of our rising stars at ESPN Madison. And he always steps into the breach, which is frequently, when Jesse does not work. Now, Mo is a little under the weather, so Jesse's taking him to the vet today. So he's not on the program. So Riley steps in. But Riley has never had two trivia contestants simultaneously.
So
he's run into a bit of a, well, I'd like to call it a technical glitch, but basically he hung up on Jerry of the Prairie.
That is true. I should know how to do this, and we have Hunter Vaughn coming in to assist, so we'll get this figured out shortly.
So we do have at least one contestant. We have Sean in Waukesha, so he is ready to play. And apparently he was the first caller, so he has already wisely selected the questions that Riley wrote. If and when we get reconnected with Jerry in the Prairie, he will get to enjoy those questions created by Grok. Jesse, who apparently listening on his way back from the veterinarian's office, a little bit concerned that Grok may take his job. I can assure you, this is not going to be good enough for Jesse to lose his gig. Now, Up North Joe's questions, maybe, but not Grok's.
What happened? Up North Joe get too busy? He can't keep doing this?
Took the week off. Yeah, took the week off. Okay, went up north, I guess. I'm assuming. Riley,
typically, you go up north, you have more time.
You would think
to do stuff.
Yeah, you would think. Jesse, are we... Jesse. Riley, do we have our contestants now?
No, I'm about to call Jerry in the Prairie back. He has yet to call. But we
why
have,
don't we knock
if you
these
want to talk
so
with Sean,
yes.
Yeah, if
so
you want to go with Sean,
with
Sean is ready to go.
Right now, yes. Good idea. It's...
Great, now is Jason gone? Did our Comrex just disconnect? well, unless Jason and Tausch return... In the next, I'm going to give him about 10, 15 seconds. I'm going to throw to a break. This has been certainly a segment to forget. We'll try and figure this out and get back on track shortly. This is Wilde and Tausch.
Riley, it's one thing to lose a caller, but did we lose the entire show for a minute there?
We did. You guys froze. We weren't hearing anything anymore from you, and I had to throw to break. So, yeah, everything just went down.
I feel like Jesse potentially sabotaged this.
He's a saboteur.
He put Riley in a spot where he's trying to get two callers on a double trivia Tuesday, Wednesday. Doesn't leave him questions. Riley's hitting all kinds of buttons. Next thing you know, we're all off air, and Jesse looks like this place can't run without me. It feels saboteurish to me.
I'm with you. All right, so does this mean we now have both contestants?
Yes. Yes, we do.
All right, so... last time I said this, we ended up off the air.
Do we believe that? I don't know what's going on.
Sean and Waukesha, welcome to the show.
I think I should get an automatic free write.
I agree.
Well, that's Socia Jerry in the Prairie, who may have triggered this whole network outage. Jerry, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. You are a long time... loyal listeners, so we appreciate you putting up with our brief ineptitude. All right, so we've got two sets of questions, one written by Riley Yauch, one written by Grok. It has been decided.
Riley Grok. Am I right?
Hey.
Not bad.
It has been declared that Sean gets the Riley questions. So, question number one, Sean, from Riley Yauch, is this. The Center for Advanced Manufacturing and Artificial Intelligence is located at which Wisconsin System University? Is it at UW-Stout, Madison Area Technical College, or UW-Grok?
Let's go with A.
That is correct, Sean. Did I hear someone say Stout in the background? Am I hearing things? Is there an echo in here?
No.
Okay.
Might be an echo on my side.
That could be. All right. I was going to say. All right. You got that one right. Now we go over to Riley Grok. And Jerry in the Prairie's question. Jerry, your first question, created by Grok, is this. There's a geological formation in Wisconsin known as the Door Bluff Headlands, part of which county that also gives its name to one of the state's most famous natural attractions. Grok's got to work on its... words, sentence structure. Is it part of Brown County, Door County, or Kewaunee County?
Gotta go with Door.
Well, Grok even knows to make the first question easier. This is pretty amazing.
All right.
I got news for you, Jerry, question two and question three are not going to be easy. All right, Sean, question two for you is this. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Ladysmith, Rhinelander, or Rice Lake?
Oh. I'm going to say Rhinelander.
And you'd be correct. Well done.
Oh, I would have said Rice Lake. I would have been wrong on that. I love Rhineland.
I thought that, Tosh. I was thinking that.
Well, yep. Good thing you didn't go with that thought. All right. Good luck, Jerry. Question two.
All right.
In Wisconsin, there is a unique geographical feature known as a kettle lake. Which glacial event is primarily responsible for creating these lakes in the state? Is it the Laurentide Ice Sheets, the Wisconsin Glaciation, or the Pleistocene Glaciation?
Let's go with B.
When in doubt, go with B. All right, you're both two for two against all odds and against the internet going out. All right, question three, Sean, for a clean sweep for you is this. Which Wisconsin city is known as the birthplace of the ice cream sundae? The birthplace of the ice cream sundae. Is it Edgerton, Seymour, or Two Rivers?
Oh, I'm gonna go with C.
That's what I'm gonna guess too.
All right, well done. Two Rivers is correct. 3 for 3 for Sean. Now the final question, Jerry from Gronk. What is the name of the only national forest in Wisconsin that shares its name with a chain of islands in Lake Superior? Is it the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest? I think I may have butchered that. The Ottawa National Forest, or the Superior National Forest?
Let's go with A.
That's what I would go with.
Wow.
Wow.
Tosh, have you been there?
That's a heck of a day. That is a heck of a day.
Have you been to the Chequamegon Nicolet National Forest?
Where did you say that was near again? You were talking to Lake Superior?
It is near Lake Superior. I know you're a big aficionado of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, we spent some good time up there. I remember there being Nicolet. I know Nicolet's a big forest up there, so that was why I thought that.
Okay. Well, Sean and Jerry, congratulations. You both managed, even with Gronk involved, to get all three right apiece. That gives you 4 total entries apiece into Friday's drawing. Well done, gentlemen. We appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks. Love
Good
you
job,
guys.
Jerry. Love you guys.
I love when we're bringing people
congratulating
together.
Congratulating each other. This is what this is all about.
It's for the culture.
This little fun community that we have built. That right there made my day. Kudos to both. I think we should give them both a 5th entry for having to put up with all that stuff. But that's just my opinion.
If Jesse were here, he would say, check out ESPNWisconsinContest.com for more
entries.com.
information. Let's take this opportunity before we close out the show with Woe Riley for you to tell us what Fortrea's got going on these days in terms of clinical trials.
Well, they got a ton of great stuff, as I always tell you. Different studies, big money, variance in days. And I got another big one here. Healthy overweight adults, ages 18 to 65. BMI, 27 to 40. Two separate stays totaling, in one of my favorite numbers, 65 nights, six outpatient visits, $27,463 for your time and participation. Plus another $400 per qualified referral. Again, head over to fortriaclinicaltrials.com. Find the study that fits what you're looking for, the cash you need. Again, Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We will wrap up the show with Will Riley. Next, it's Will D. and Tausch. Now we all are on holiday. Now we're all ready to celebrate. To Will Riley. Riley, you said that we got a couple of calls on the correct pronunciation.
Yes, we did.
What was that?
It is pronounced Shawamigan, Nicolet National Forest, on the Shawamigan Bay, up near Lake Superior, near the Apostle Islands. Dan in Brothertown and Corey, who lives in the Shawamigan Bay, also called to correct our pronunciation.
Okay, good. But that means the Q is, there's a Q in there.
Yeah,
has there ever been a silent Q before?
I love a good silent Q.
Yeah, I guess this time there is.
Wow. Okay. We'll learn something new every day.
Say that one more time, Riles. So how do you pronounce that?
Shawamigan.
Shawamigan.
Yes, and Shawamigan. Yeah, I guess if that's incorrect, Dan in Brothertown, call back and correct me again. We'll get
Dan's
you on air to
on
say
it. He's pretty good. He's a good trivia player too. Dan and the brothers. Great area. Just so far to get up there, but great area. One of the beauties. One of the beauties.
Time now for Will Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, Riles, you haven't jumped on the camera much today.
No.
And we haven't heard a ton about your love life. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's been going on?
Yeah, I will. You know, it's been a while now. I forgot to tell you this, Tausch. I told Jason a while ago when I filled in.
And I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, which I appreciate, Jason. I appreciate that. However, my love life is a little dry right now as me and Katie broke up about 2 months ago. Or I guess a month and a half,
man.
2 months, something wrong.
Was
something
it
along
amicable?
Those lines. Yes.
What happened?
Yes. It was amicable. We're just at different
so what
spots
happened?
In life. Long-distance relationships are difficult.
Who initiated? Who was the initiator?
I will humble myself here. She was the initiator. It was more of her breaking up with me than me breaking up with her. So I will.
Thank you for humbling yourself for telling us the truth.
Yeah. Well, I know some people think
the truth can be humbling sometimes.
That it can. Some people would lie about it and say, "Oh, it was mutual." It was not as mutual as I would have liked it to be.
What?
Whoa, Riley.
Okay, fair enough. I had a lot of other questions I'd like to jump in there on, but I'm okay with moving on.
Yeah, if you want, you can go for it.
All right, he's giving you the green light.
I'll let you know if I'm comfortable answering it or not.
Okay, were you at the point where you were thinking holiday engagement potential?
I wasn't at engagement potential yet. Like, down the line, sure, like it crossed my mind, but not in the near future, no.
Okay. Jason, you got anything?
You're the one who had lots of questions.
Well, I sense a little, and I love uncomfortability.
Yes, you
especially
do.
When it's not me that's uncomfortable. I don't think I need to go any further. That's a bummer, Riley. I know how much you enjoyed this young lady's company, so
yeah.
I apologize. I don't apologize. I was generally interested. And,
yep. No, I appreciate that.
What do you think? I do have a question now that you bring it up.
I knew you would.
So I'm glad it was amicable-ish.
Yes. It was amicable. Yes.
So do you think she kept all the handwritten letters, or do you think those get thrown away
that's
now?
That's a great question.
That is a good question.
Burned in a fire pit.
I don't know. I would assume they're gone.
Shredded.
I'm just going to assume they're gone. I'm not 100% sure, and I'm not going to reach out and ask.
And you don't want them back.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Repurpose them. White out the name at the top. Sally!
Yeah, or I'll like put them online so people can copy and paste, turn it into a template.
You could actually help lovelorn other dudes with your skill with the quill. This could be an opportunity. You know, God closes a door, opens
another
a window.
Another one opens. Yep, exactly. Yeah, you could turn this into a business venture.
Yeah, you could ghostwrite love letters for other people.
Yeah, I guess if anyone out there listening needs a love letter written, I have some spare time, so let me know.
It's not a bad idea.
Because he doesn't have any dates lined up currently.
What I kind of want to do is we could do this, and we could have Riley write a couple because he's now known us long enough, and we could Grok and see who's got better love letter writing, and could put that in the Christmas present to our significant others. That could be something fun.
There you go. I'm down. If you need them, let me know.
Okay. Riley, what else you got for Wool Riley? Riley.
All righty. So what was going to be my first topic is what's your go-to karaoke song? Me and my friends are going karaoke-ing this weekend, and I want to know. I feel like everyone's got a go-to. So what are your guys' go-to karaoke songs?
Tosh, you've karaoke'd.
Love Shack. I love Love Shack. I think, I'm also a big fan when it comes to a little bit about Jack and Diane, a little ditty. That's another one that I like going to, but it doesn't really matter to me. I like just getting up, and that's why we enjoy doing the headlines and we sing, even though it was a lot of work. I enjoy that, even though I realize and can recognize. I'll humbly, as Riley did, I will humbly say I am not the greatest singer out there.
I feel like that's what karaoke's for, though. It's for all of us who aren't good at singing to get a chance and sing with little to no embarrassment.
I think we should have a Christmas karaoke on the show, and we should all sing songs on an episode toward the end of the year. What do you think? It has to be a Christmas song, kind of an extension of the jingle for your Kringle. No? Okay.
I like that idea.
I like the song Shallow, the one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
The one from the movie?
You sing that as a duet.
Ooh.
And Paula and I did that many, many years ago, or maybe not that many years ago. Also, I'm a Backstreet Boys guy. They're kind of right in my, like, octave. So, like, I Want It That Way is kind of one of the ones that I've sung previously to very little acclaim. So, those would be my choices.
It's a good choice.
Riley!
Nice. All righty.
I feel like the show's over, and it ended in quite spectacular fashion.
That it did.
Oh,
that
wow. Whoa, Riley's ending the show?
Well, yeah. We had that technical glitch,
we had to take another break.
I forgot about that glitch. Oh, wow. Good work today, Riley.
Yeah, other than getting us knocked off the air and hanging up on one of our most loyal listeners, I thought it was a great day. You did a great job. Thanks for sharing the pain of your love life.
Of course.
And thanks for stepping in for Jesse with Mo being a little bit under the weather. That's it for us today. Thanks not only to Riley as our cousin sub of the day, but also thanks to Brian Bulaga and Uncle Homer. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.